This is Nate and Crate on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Hawk Security Services. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
All right, PC Solo today, Nate and Crate. Tubbs on the other side of the glass on the ones, twos, and threes, and right now on the hotline with us. From the Cincy Jungle, covering the Bengals for SB Nation, is Rebecca Tobok. Hey, Rebecca, what's going on?
Hey, not too much. How about you?
Well, you know, it's funny. We had a conversation not too long ago, and you talked about back-to-back centers going in the first round, and one of them would be the Bengals. And you just if the order was just flipped around, it was called perfectly.
It was. I called the back-to-back centers, but not the order of them. So I think both the Lions and the Bengals got their center pick, but it maybe wasn't who I expected to fall to both teams.
Well, also, when we did our draft, you know, because you drafted after the Lions, so you didn't get to make the first pick. But the two guys that you called, they were those back-to-back centers in the first round. And I'm sitting there and right as that happened, first thing I did was I tweeted out at you. I'm like, hey, we had this conk, didn't we? So I guess give us a little breakdown. Tell us about Billy Price and how you see him being used in his rookie season.
Yeah, so Billy Price, I think, I had been hearing for weeks that the Bengals were going to draft Billy Price. Then about 2 days before the draft, there was all this talk that it was actually Frank Ragnow who the Bengals had wanted at the center position. So that, still all of the Cincinnati media, except for like one guy, was saying the Bengals wanted Billy Price. Frank Ragnow went the pick before, they got Price, and it worked out as I had heard it was going to. So who knows what they really wanted, but now Billy Price is the Bengals center. The team only has TJ Johnson at the center position other than Price, so he was never able to beat out Russell Bodine for the job in 4 years in Cincinnati. And if you can't beat out Russell Bodine, you really can't beat out anyone. So I think that the Bengals are essentially handing Price the starting role at center, which is great because the Bengals need a highly capable center and haven't had one in like the last decade. So this is great news for the team and getting Price. And I think his number one strength is his ability to block for the run game. And the Bengals run game struggled very mightily last year. It was the worst in the league. Joe Mixon was expected to come in and kind of bring a dominant force to the run game for the Bengals, but that just didn't happen because the offensive line was so terrible for the large majority of the year. So now the Bengals have Price in the middle, and they also traded with the Bills to get Cordy Glenn earlier in the offseason. So originally the Bengals had the number 12 pick in the draft and moved back to get Cordy Glenn in their trade with the Bills. So essentially for the number 21 pick, the Bengals got both Glenn and Price to upgrade the offensive line. So I think it turned out to be a really great move for the Bengals in getting both of those guys in exchange for a first round pick. And I think it's going to work out nicely, and Price is going to bring what the Bengals have needed at the center position for a while and haven't had. It's been horrible watching Bodine just get pushed over play after play, year after year, and I don't expect that that's going to be what we see with Price.
You know, we're talking about the Bengals making good moves, and we're not even lying about it. It's amazing. Second round, you guys get safety Jesse Bates, a third out of Wake Forest. That guy's a ball hawk. How do you see him into that defense? Is he a guy that you could see, if not starting, working in nickel and dime packages as a rookie?
Yeah, I think the base pick is really great. It's also nice because the Bengals originally had the number 46 pick in the second round, and they traded with the Chiefs to go back to pick 54 and then got an extra third round pick in the process. So I think Bates is probably who they were targeting no matter what, whether they stuck to the original pick or with getting pushed back. So it worked out very well for the team. The Bengals have made it no secret that they were looking to upgrade the safety position since the combine. When they were at the combine, they spoke to Kurt Coleman, who ended up signing with the Saints, but they were really interested in him, tried to get him, offered him a deal. He went to the Saints instead. And then they also brought in Eric Reed for a visit in free agency, didn't sign him. But the Bengals made it really clear that they wanted to upgrade the safety position, and they're doing that with Bates. So I don't think he's necessarily going to be a day one starter because George Ialoka and Sean Williams have those spots locked down. But I do think that he's going to be a role player. The Bengals want to get three safeties on the field at once more often, and that they're going to be able to do that now with Bates. And they really could not do that before because the depth at the safety position was not great. Clayton Fedulum is the next guy on the roster at the position, and he's, you know, what he is. He was a seventh-round pick a few years ago. He's great on special teams, but he really wasn't a capable starting safety. So I think the Bates addition is very nice, and it helps that they were able to trade back and still get the guy they wanted.
You know, Rebecca, the Bengals have had some success finding really good defensive talent, you know, outside the first round. Third round, they get Sam Hubbard, defensive end out of Ohio State, linebacker Malik Jefferson out of UT. Where do you see those guys fitting? A lot of people saying Malik Jefferson's an absolute steal for the Bengals.
Yeah, that is what I'm hearing about Jefferson as well, though I would say the opinions on him are very wide-ranging. There are some people who think that he was a top talent coming out of high school and then didn't really meet those expectations at Texas. And then there's other people who think that with NFL coaching, he's going to be the steal of the draft. So there's very wide-ranging opinions on Jefferson, but the Bengals really needed an athletic linebacker to come in. Vontaze Burfict is going to be suspended once again to start the season. So
that train's never late.
So I think that with the Burfict suspension and then also just the Bengals not really having very athletic linebackers, that really plays into Jefferson's favor, and he should definitely get some playing time early on, though I don't see it as a starter. But last year, the Bengals were down two guys who started the year on the practice squad as starters at the linebacker position at the end of the year due to injuries. So they really needed some talent there, and I do like this pick for him. I think it could go either way that, you know, he didn't have the greatest numbers at Texas, but he did show some nice potential. So hopefully the coaches can get him up to speed and on the field quickly. And then with Sam Hubbard, I really love that pick. I think a lot of people had him projected to be a first rounder or a second rounder, and then they got him in the third round. And he is also grew up a Bengals fan, is from Cincinnati, and just has had like the most amazing things to say about wanting to be a Bengal and how he was at the 2005 playoff game between the Bengals and the Steelers when Carson Palmer blew out his knee. And I think all those memories for him are just like really coming full circle now that he's with the Bengals, and I really like that pick a lot.
All right, what do you think is the best move they made among all three days of the draft? Which pick do you like the most?
That is a good question. I think it could be Hubbard. I think they got really great value out of that pick, and I think he has a lot of potential to be a starter for the long term in Cincinnati. The Bengals have Michael Johnson has been starting at the defensive end position, but he's really getting old, isn't as good as he used to be. And interestingly, he was the one who announced that pick in Dallas for the Bengals, and he could have been announcing his replacement. I don't even think that with the Hubbard pick, it's certain that Michael Johnson makes the roster anymore. So I think that if Hubbard does well enough this summer to push Johnson off the roster, that would be a huge win for the Bengals in getting an upgrade at the position. So that, as of now, is my favorite pick of the draft.
Rebecca, is there a pick that you are less than thrilled about, or did the Bengals have a really strong draft?
A pick I'm less than thrilled about? Well, I would say that the failure to address the offensive line, except in the first and seventh rounds, is something that I'm not thrilled about. So they got Billy Price in round one, addressed the center position, but the right guard and right tackle positions are still up in the air. There's a lot of guys on the roster who are going to compete for those spots, but not certain starters at either position. And I really would have liked to see them address both guard and tackle in the second and early third days of the draft. And they ended up waiting until the seventh round to get Rod Taylor. He's a guard. I like the pick because I think he has some good potential. He's out of Ole Miss, but I don't think that they should have waited until the seventh round to draft a guard, and they didn't draft a tackle at all. So those are my biggest complaints. I think those are the biggest complaints across the board from Bengals fans about the draft. And beyond that, I there's no pick that I don't like. I really love also the Logan Woodside pick in the seventh round, quarterback out of Toledo. I think he has a lot of potential. And it was really nice to get him in the seventh. The Bengals actually considered trading up to get him, but they didn't. They stayed where they were, and they ended up getting him anyway. So that's a win as well. But there's no pick that I hate. I think all the picks are kind of like good, solid draft. Nothing is blow you out of the water amazing, but nothing is disappointing either.
Rebecca Topic of Cincy Jungle covers the Bengals for SB Nation. Follow her on Twitter at Rebecca _ Topic, TOBACK. Appreciate you coming on today, Rebecca. We'll catch up again soon. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, it's Rebecca Topic, Cincy Jungle, joining us. We'll get you updated on what's going on in the NBA coming up next.